15H.
There are plenty of ways to meet new people, make friends, or find love and romance. People typically can meet one another at school, at work, through family or friends, at church, or during a night out on the town. All of these settings bring people together, and sometimes that can result in friendship or love. But there are other, perhaps less traditional ways for people to meet too. A personal ad is one example. Some people who want to make new friends or find new romantic interests put these ads in newspapers. They describe themselves and what kind of a person and relationship they are looking for. If those ads catch someone's attention, then contact is usually made through a P.O. box address. Phone numbers are not exchanged until both people feel comfortable enough to meet in person. And then, if things work out, they can build their relationship in more traditional ways. A singles group is another example. These are groups that are specifically set up for people to meet one another. There are all different kinds of singles groups organized around specific interests, like jogging, hiking, vegetarianism, sports, etc. People join a group that best suits their interests in the hopes that they'll meet like-minded people. The organizations arrange parties, outings, and other kinds of activities so that people can become acquainted. Recently, a new technique called 3-minute dating has sprung up. A meeting is arranged at a restaurant or bar for interested singles. People pair up for only 3 minutes, and in that time get to know one another and see if there's a spark of interest. If there is, longer meetings or dates may follow. And of course, the internet has a role to play in introducing people these days. There are countless clubs on the internet based upon interests that truly cover the spectrum. People can go to websites devoted to certain interests, and there they can join a chat room where they can connect with others and get to know one another through email or instant messaging. This type of contact allows people to interact from all over the country or all over the world. In fact, internet dating has become so popular that almost everyone knows a couple that met on the internet and even fell in love.